Okay, we're beginning the top of Ayin Amud Aleph by the Mishnah. Me'ematai chayav. So we're talking about a ben sorer u'moreh. What point does he become chayav? Remember, the ben sorer is punished not technically on what he is doing now, but what do we think the future will bring? What type of future this individual will have? So he's chayav mishochal tartimar basar, which is a quantity of meat. V'yishteh chatzi log yayin ha'italki. And he drinks wine, half a log of yayin ha'italki. The Gemara will explain what is the tartimar basar. Now, yayin italki, the reason we want is it's tov umule, it's very, very good wine. V'mamshich batre, he's going to be drawn after it. One things that are going to pull at him, that are going to, almost that he'll be addicted to in a sense, and that will, because of that drive or addiction or alcoholism, that will drive him to do or make poor decisions and do things that are wrong in order to gain or to get access to the wine that he wants. Rabbi Yosi maneh basar. It's a maneh worth of basar, velog yayin, a full log yayin. Achal b'chaburat mitzvah. If he ate the meat or he drank the wine, even though it was stolen from his parents, if he ate it in a chaburat mitzvah, or achal b'ibur achodesh, or he ate it in ibur achodesh, which I've discussed what that means. Achal maser sheni b'yushlaim, he ate maser sheni, he stole money of maser sheni, and used that to purchase basar v'yayin in Yerushalayim. Achal nevelot trefot shkatzim v'ramasim. If he ate any of these, which are asurim, meaning that even without this, they're asur. Maserishon, we skip that. Achal davar shu mitzvah, or he ate something that is a mitzvah, davar shu avera, or an item that's an avera. Achal koma achal, he ate any type of food, velo achal basar, but he didn't have meat. Shata kol mashke, he drank any drink, velo shata yayin, but didn't drink wine. Eino na'aseh ben sorer umore. In all these instances, he's not a ben sorer umore. The Gemara will go through each one of them and discuss why he's not a ben sorer umore. Ad shiuchal basar v'shteh yayin. The key element here is that you have to eat meat and drink wine, shenemar, because it says about the ben sorer umore that he's zolel v'soveh. So, afopi shein raya ledavar zech ledavar. What does zolel v'soveh mean? Shenemar, in Mishlei it says, al tehi b'soveh yayin. Don't be of the wine bibers. B'zolele basar lamo. And that you, lamo. That you won't be of those gluttonous meat eaters. So the fact that sov'ei is used by yayin and zolel is used by basar, which says zolel v'sov'ei over here also means basar v'yayin. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, tartimar ze en yodea mahu. What's this tartimar basar? What is that? So elamitoch shekafal Rabbi Yosi b'yayin. But the fact is that Rabbi Yosi argues on the Tanakhama and says, well, by yayin, the Tanakhama says chatzilog. Rabbi Yosi says a log shalem, so he doubles it. Nimsa kofel afu basar. So that means that he's also doubling it by the basar. And since by the basar he says maneh, nimsa tartimar chatzim maneh. It's going to be chatzim maneh worth of basar. Amar Rav Chanan bar Moloda, Amar Rav Yehuna, eino chayav, ad shikach basar bizol, v'yochal, yayin bizol v'yishteh. But he has to actually get it cheap. Dichtiv zolel v'soveh. Because it says zolel v'soveh, and they're obviously playing on the word zolel from the word zol. But why is it zol important here? So Rashi points out, if it's biyoker, if it's very expensive, lo shchichilei, ma'ot ignov kulei hai v'lo lamamshich. If it's too expensive a habit, he won't be able to maintain that bad habit. He won't be able to maintain his lifestyle because he'll have to rob too many times or too much in order to maintain it. He won't be successful. It has to be, literally means cheap, but it has to be something that's affordable, that his lifestyle of theft and being molestem et abriot, being a marauder of sorts, that will allow him to keep up this lifestyle. So he has to be something that's affordable, that is within reason that he can maintain such a lifestyle. Amar Rav Chanan bar Moladam Rav Huna, enu chayav ad shiuchal basar chai. So now we would think that until he eats raw meat, yishteh yayin chai, and he drinks undiluted wine. Ini, is that really true? V'har Rabbi Rav Yosef Tamri Tervayu achal basar chai v'shata yayin chai, enu nasib ben sorer umore. We have it explicitly from Rabbi Rav Yosef that a raw meat and undiluted wine do not make you a ben sorer umore. So Amar Ravina, yayin chai mezig velo mezig. No, so what does yayin chai doesn't literally mean undiluted wine, it means partially diluted wine. So there again, the reason is that that has a higher alcohol content. So he dilutes it somewhat, but doesn't dilute it fully, so it has a higher alcohol content, it's more likely that he's going to be drawn after it. And basar chai, bashil velo bashil. Right, it's a cooked and not cooked, meaning that it's a rare meat. Basar kiba, right, like the basar of kiba, the achle ganve, that the ganavi meat. You know, this is because they don't have time to cook their food, right? But they, right, machal drusai, which they don't mention over here. It's interesting, machal ben drusai. It's not mentioned. But like in Mitzrayim, shalom, he speak betzikam, right? So over there, it didn't to rise. Over here too, he doesn't have enough time to cook his meat fully. So it's something that is part of the lifestyle that he's chosen now. That's the type of meat that he's going to eat, and that type of meat will make him chayav. Rabbi Rav Yosef Tarmit Avayochal Basar Meliach. If he eats salted meat, but here the Gemara usually means basar meliach, means preserved meat, because they didn't have refrigeration in their day. So anything that was basar meliach means something that was preserved and could be kept outside of refrigeration. And shatay yayin migito is grape juice, basically wine right after out of the press. In any of these cases, he's not made it to ben sorer moreh. Why? So we're going to see a second in the Gemara, but explain again that yayin migito is not so chashuv, it's not such an alcoholic drink. It's like more like a grape juice. The person's not going to get drawn after grape juice, where he's going to become a thief and a robber that will maintain his desires for grape juice. And the same thing with basar meliach. Basar meliach is not like fresh meat, which is something that he would desire. It's a meat that's like a beef jerky, something that has been preserved and salted down, and it's not that, doesn't have that, you don't have that taiva for it. It's not hatam. We have a Mishnah, and this is by Tisha B'Av. It says, "Erev Tisha B'Av lo yochal adam shnei tavshilim v'yochal basar v'lo shtei yayin." The only restriction in the Gemara, or din of the Gemara, is that you're not allowed to have two tavshilim, and this is suda mafseket, and you're also not allowed to have basar and lo yedav yayin. So, din of the Gemara, the restriction is really only in suda hamafseket that you can't have basar v'yayin. We extended it to Shavuot Shechalbo, and then the Sfaradim, and then the Ashkenazim extended it all the way through the 9 days from Rosh Chodesh. But here the Gemara says it's only, the restriction is simply about suda mafseket lo yechol basar v'lo yishtem yayin betana. Aval ochel hu basar meliach v'shotem yayin migito. But that what doesn't qualify as basar and yayin is yayin migito, is grape juice, and basar meliach. So over here we see those don't qualify as basar v'yayin, because here you have a restriction against basar v'yayin, and yet you can eat these items. So basar meliach ad kamo. What's the definition? When is something basar meliach? So Amar Rav Chanina bar Kana kol zman shu kishlamim. That as long as it's a shlamim. And shlamim is, you have for 2 days and one night, but you have it for basically over that 3 day period. Once you read the third day, it's no tar already. So basar shlamim, as long as it's within the category of basar shlamim, that's classified as regular basar. Once you've gone beyond the period of basar shlamim, that is considered basar meliach. So as, again, the difference in their day where they had no refrigeration, right? Basar shlamim was considered to be the extent to which a person can have fresh meat and remain fresh without having to salt it, without having to do something to preserve it. Once you reach beyond the period of time that is considered a shlamim, then we say, alright, the only way to preserve such meat is to salt it, to make it the basar meliach. Make it the basar meliach, already it's going to lose its tam, it loses its flavor. It's already not the type of meat that he's drawn after. And we see that basar shlamim is, as Rashi says, "Adayim belach luchutohu," still fresh. It's no longer meliach. Mesameach et alev. It's still mesameach alev. But after that point in time, it becomes meliach. Nechlach tamo b'milcho, and the salting will take away its flavor. So I mean that the way they had to refrigerate it, it by definition reduced its flavor, or it took away from the freshness of the meat. So now by v'yayin begito ad kamo. What is yayin begito? Kozman shehu tosis. It's all any time that it is effervescent, right, that it is bubbly. I mean that as long as it's bubbling from the pressing in the gut, then it's still considered to be yain migito. Vatanya, we have a brisa yain tosis ein bo mishum gilui. That yain tosis, it's not classified like yain, so it doesn't have a din migilui. Become kama tisisato. How long is tisisato? Shlosha yamim. So this the same din.
It's not a kushiyah.
No, it's explaining what the yayin toseis, how long is the yayin toseis, is for up to 3 days afterwards. So now, based on the breitot that we brought, the Mishnah on the breitot we brought, I would say that basar meliach is from 3 days and onward. And so too, yayin migito is up to 3 days. Basar meliach, after that point of when it reaches the third day, it becomes basar meliach. It's not classified as basar. And yayin migito, it's grape juice for the first 3 days, that as long as it's bubbling, it's effervescent. Then once it's begins the fermentation process already, then it's yayin, it'll be problematic. So that's as far as Tisha B'Av is concerned, as far as Suda Mafseket is concerned. Hachamai. What's the din over here by the Ben Sorer Omer? Hata Mishum Simcha Hu. Over there, the din problem is a Simcha. Kol Shemon Shu Kishlamim, Namit Be Simcha. As long as it's a Shlamim, as long as within the time period of Shlamim, it still has a din of Simcha, because we know the Torah says that it uses the term Simcha by Shlamim. Hacha Mishum Imshuchei Hu. Over here, we're worried about him being drawn after the meat. I mean, something that he's going to become addicted to or desire in a strong way. That once it reaches, after it's not fresh anymore. As soon as it's like a little time passes over it, it's not fresh anymore. So that's what it sounds like. The Gemara doesn't conclude, but it sounds like the Gemara is leading in that direction, which is that we want something that he's really, really going to be drawn after, which is this meat, fresh, fresh meat. Once already a day, you know, a day passes, or one night passes already, that's already not fresh anymore. Yayin ad mem yom. And yayin until 40 days, that it's not classified as yayin. So even though the toses ends after 3 days, I mean, it's no longer grape juice after 3 days, it's beginning to ferment, but the fermentation process is not far enough along to classify it as yayin that it'd be drawn after until after 40 days. Right, which is yayin yashan, which is what we actually put on the mizbeach. That's yayin that's ra'uy l'nasech the mizbeach, is after mem yom, where it already has a din of yayin. So I'm Rav Chanan. Lo nivra yayin b'olam ela nachem avelim avelim u'lishalem schachar l'rishayim. Wine was only created in the world, right, to be for nichum avelim, which the Gemara in Brachot discusses, u'lishalem schachar l'rishayim, to be menachem avelim, to take away their sorrows, that the wine will take away their sorrows. The Gemara in Brachot says that in the beginning they used to drink wine as avelim in order to wash away their sorrow, to drown their pain. They used to drink wine, but then they realized that the people were drinking way too much and they were becoming a shikur, they were becoming drunk while they were avelim. And it was losing, avelut was losing its whole meaning. So therefore they stopped them from drinking wine. But in the beginning, wine was used to take away the pain of avelut. U'lishalem sechad rishayim is because then the rishayim will enjoy this world, olam hazeh, and that'll give them their payment to olam hazeh, which they won't get in olam haba. Shnemar, tnu sheichad oveid, v'yayin the mari nefesh. So tnu sheichad oveid, oveid means the one who's going to lose, meaning losing his life, rishayim. And the mari nefesh are the aveilim, who are mari nefesh, give wine to them. What does it mean? Don't look at wine when it's very red. What does it mean? Don't go after wine that makes the faces of the Rishayim red in this world, and makes them embarrassed, the other type of red. It makes them embarrassed, the Olam Haba, because they've taken all their Sechar Olam Hazeh, and therefore there's nothing left for them be Olam Haba. Rav Amar, Al Tere Yayin Ki Tadam, Al Tere Yayin She Achrito Dam. Don't drink wine, or don't get drawn after wine, because in the end, its end is blood. Meaning that it causes a person not to do the right. Well, I mean, obviously, it causes a person not to do the right decisions. But the answer is really that it's referring to the Rishayim before, because that he's going to be killed on it. Meaning that he will get all of his olam hazeh, and that will take away everything that he has. He'll be killed. It'll take away all that he has in terms of, or you could talk about someone who's an alcoholic. It takes away everything that he has. I mean, it draws everything. Or the other, so here by Ben Sarer Omer as Dam, is that he will kill in order to get his wine, meaning that in the end, in the long case. But all of those are, I think, equally valid interpretations of what it says. Rav Kahana Rami, Ktiv Tirosh. It's really written Tirash, but Karina and Tirosh. So what is it? Why Tirash and Tirosh? Zacha Naserosh. Lo Zacha Naserash. One who drinks wine, if he drinks appropriately and properly, Naserosh, he gains from it. It makes him smarter, brighter, gets him through, opens to him the sod of Sodei Torah. If he doesn't use it properly, he ingests too much or he drinks too much wine, then Naseh Rash, he becomes poor. Rav Ramik Tiv, over here it's called Vikrinan Yismach. Zacha Misamcho, if he uses wine appropriately, it'll make him happy. Lo Zacha Mishamemehu, right? It puts him, it drives him crazy, destroys him, does everything, ruins his life. I know Damarava, Chamra Verechani Pikchim, right? That the Rava says that wine, and it was a nice smelling items make you smarter. So that's the idea, that chamra can do good things for you, but it also has its other side of it. I mean that in general we have this problem that there's nothing that's inherently evil, It's a question of how you use it. If wine's used appropriately, it can be very advantageous and beneficial. If it's used inappropriately, it's destructive and it ruins people's lives. Amar Rav Amram b'Rei Rav Shimon bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Mai Dichtiv, the Mi Oy, the Mi Avoy, the Mi Midanim, the Mi Siach, the Mi Pitzaim, Chinam, the Mi Chachlilut Einayim, the Machrim Alayayim, the Vaim Lachkor Mi Masach. So now this is, the Pasuk says, who has all of these items? I mean, that all of these negative items that are mentioned in the beginning, right? The Mi'oi, who has the woe, the Avoy, the one is calling out, Sa'aka, the Mi'midanim, right? And the Mi'siach, who has all these, Siach is a Tsar, right? The Mi'ptaim, who has cuts and wounds, right? Chinam, Mi'achilot Einayim, has red eyes or, you know, sore eyes. The machrim alayayin. So those that are stay late with the wine, meaning those that stay up late drinking wine, right? The bayim lachor mi masach. And those that are checking out, we're going to see in a second what this means, but those are that are checking out the where the good wine is. Those that make sure, find out where the good wine is. So now the Gemara says you can read it one of two ways. Kiata Rav Dimi Amar, Amri B'marava, and they say, Ikra Manda Dori Shalemi Reish the Sefer Midrash. One who learns it from the beginning to the end, it can learn it that way. Misefer the Reish, if you learn it from the end to the beginning, Midrash, it works both ways. How's that? So Rashi explains that how does it, Mi Reish the Sefer is, the Mi Kol Eile, right, who has all of these problems? The Machrim Alayayin, the Vaim Lachomi Masach, Shalchim Lechana Yanatov, those that are out late drinking and looking for the good wine, those are the people that would have all these problems. That's what the Pasuk is saying. Who has all these problems? The one who stay out late and get wine. The other way is, if you derish me sefer the reisha is that the one who has all of these problems, right, he should drink wine. I mean that the one who has this, the Mishesh lo oy v'avoy v'siach dainu avilim, who has pain and crying out and, right, tzaka, who's the person who has that? That's an avel. So that roi, for him, he should drink wine. The Ishiyeshio Midanim, who has arguments, Upsaim, and wounds, Chinam, Ainu Rasha, Nelcham, and Mabriot, somebody who fights with other people. So with that type of person, right, should drink. The Mishiyeshio Chachliot Einayim, Meruv Shomno, Vishkitato Lahem, that person who has it from his growing fat and desire for them, they should stay late. I mean, these are the Rishayim. So we said before that the Avelim and Rishayim should drink wine. The Avel to take away his pain, and the Rasha to be Matrido Tomei Olam. So that's what Rashi said. Those that are fighters and arguers and cause others pain and wounds, and those that are Chlot Einayim, and that they're happy and fat, and they are drawn after these items, they should drink the wine because this will be take away all their schar b'lam hazeh and olam haba. So the first way to learn it is, who is the one who has all these problems? The one who drinks wine. Wine can cause you all of these problems. The second way to learn is like we saw before, which is yayin is for avelim and rishayim, is that the rasha should drink wine because it should be machrido tomin olam, and the avel should drink wine in order to take away the tzar, the pain. So that's the difference between reshay to seifei and seifei to reshay. And now the Gemara says, Dorish Uvar Glila Yud Gimel Vavin. Explain that there are 13 times it says Vavin or Vavin Nemar B'yayin. Now Vav over here is not really the word, it's not a Vav, but rather Vai, as Rashi says. Rashi says it's the Vav Yud. The Vai Vai, which is Arur, which is something like Woe Woe or something bad that's said about wine. But the other is, as you look in the Haggot, Ranschenberg, even though Rashi explains it as Vai, which is, if you look over here, he says, Nibrei Nair, Tzom Hashem Pulot. These are actions. V'yud Shimushit Achrim, Kmo Shekotav Rashi Lashon Vai. Kmo Shekotav Mershah, V'chidushi Agadot, Yinsham, V'mela Vav, Dufnehem, Eino Min HaMinyan, Kmo Shekam Vav, Yif Yefet, Eino Min HaMinyan.
So as
to a verb, right? That's what the Rashi Rosenberg says. Rashi says "vai vai," which is "woe woe," or the negative aspects of yayin. Here, the Rosenberg adds on that it has to be something that's a pula, because we're touching the pasuk now, which is "nemar by yayin." Who is the first one to get drunk? Is Noach. So it says "vayachel Noach." So that's your first "vai," right? Ish hadama vayita, second one. Kerem vayisht minayim is the third one. Vayishkar. Right, is the fourth one. Vayitgal is the fifth one. Betocha olo. Vayar is the sixth one. Cham avi kananet ervat aviv. Vayageid is the seventh one, Lishnei Achav Bachutz. Vayikach is the eighth one. Shem Vayafet et Hasimla. Vayasimu is the ninth one. Ashchem Shnehem. Vayochu Achoranit, they take it in backwards to cover their father, that's the tenth one. Vayachsu et Ervat Aviyam is the 11th one. Ufneham doesn't count, as that's what the Rebbe said, because it's not a verb here. Vayikatz Noach Miyeno is number 12. And Vayedat Asher Salo Bino Akatan, that's the 13th one. So the 13 vays that are said about Yayin, I mean, these are negative actions that took place because of Yayin, or woe, terrible things that come about because of wine. And now, where it says, Rabbi Shmuel, Chadamar Sirso, what did Cham do to his father? One says that he castrated him. The other one said that he was roveya him, that he had a homosexual act with him. Because he castrated him and he was unable to have a fourth child, that's why he cursed his fourth child, which is Kenan. Kenan is the fourth child of Cham, that's why he cursed. So it makes sense. It's mida keneged mida. The one who learns that it was Rivo learns it out from Yar Vayar, Ktiva Chavayar Cham Avi Kenan, that he saw Yadavat Avi, Ktiv Hatam, Vayar Toshkem Ben Chamor. That Hashem sees Dinah, and over there we see it's Ina. The term Ina is used, which is to, he rapes her over there, so too over here. There's a, we're talking about a sexual act that is taking place over here. So now the Gemara says, "Bishlam adon damar sirso b'shim hachi kelulah b'rivi." That makes sense that he cursed his fourth child. But elamanda amar rivo maishna rivi notay behedja. Why did he wait? Why did he curse his fourth child? Why didn't he just curse him? Cham ha veha havai. So it was he did both. Right, that he took care of him, he did the whole thing. It was like a package deal. He did both of them. Now, still, you have to explain why he cursed Cham. In Sofot, he answers up. Mashlo kilel Cham atzmo mishum damar bebeishit rabba. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lefi shekotav vayivarech Elohim et Noach ve et banav. Shem gave a bracha to Noach and his children. Vein kilela bimakom bracha, like we have by Bilam, right? I can't curse the Baruch Hu. It already has a bracha. So it's over here. Since Cham was already blessed, he couldn't have the klala fall on him. So therefore, he did arur Kenan. Goes after Kenan, who is the one that he already curses in enjoining him. Vayachel Noach isha dama vayital kerem. Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Ukva, Varmila Amar Ukva, Amar Rizakai, Amar Yekosh Bachu Noach. Noach, vayalecha lumod v'adam arishon. Why didn't you learn from Adam HaRishon? I mean, why does it say Vayachel Noach Ish HaAdama? What's Ish HaAdama? The Ish of Adam. What's Adam? What mistake did Adam do? He also drank wine and caused himself a problem. So he said, you didn't learn from Adam HaRishon that he lost everything from drinking wine? This is like the Mandama that says that the Eitz Hadat Tovara was a vine. It was wine. Tanya, Rabbi Meir, Omer, Oto Ilan Shachal Adam Rishon, Mimeno Gefen Ayah. It was a wine, it was a vine. Shein Lecha Devar, Shemivi, Elala Adam, Ela Yayin. There's nothing that brings more problems and woe to a person like wine. Yehuda Omer, Chitaya, there was actually grain, it was wheat. Shein Atinoch Yodeliku Abba Avima, Chitom Tam Dagan. That a child doesn't know how to say Amviba until it tastes grains. So I mean that, it's Eit Hadat Tovera. That Tovera comes from, how do you know that? What gives a kid that is the Dagan. So Tovera was Chita. That it was actually a fig tree. And the thing that caused him to sin, that's the item that was used to fix it. Once the Kiyadu'e Rumimheim, they knew they were naked. How did they get something to cover themselves? They covered themselves with the leaf of a Te'ina. So the only tree that would permit them to take from was the Te'ina, because that was the tree that they had sinned with. So he gave them the cover. And that's what Rashi says. Rashi says over here, Tosus rejects it, but Rashi says, Midat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bi'zemel Shumakeh Bo Hu Mirapeh. The same knife that he wounds with, he cures with. Neis B'toch Neis. Same thing, it's a neis b'toch neis. Same thing that we say by yatzeit ish b'tzion, just like Hashem destroyed Yerushalayim with ish, so too, v'chtiv ani yeh la ne'um Hashem chumat ish saviv. In the end, he will be a protection of fire around it. I mean, that the same way that Hashem destroyed Yerushalayim with Eish, He will rebuild it, or He will protect it in the future with Eish. So that's what Rashi says. Rashi seems to say that's the Midah connected to Midah in that way. Tosfos rejects it totally and completely. He says, "Vainin ziyadzeh zeh lezeh klal." He says, "I don't know what Rashi's talking about. This has nothing to do with what we're talking about here." Alhainu kamina breishir rav mashal ben melach shakil keli mechad mishif chotav. That one of the ben melach, a prince, ended up having a relationship with one of the maidservants. His father throws him out, and he goes around. He wants to stay by some of the other the maidservant. Nobody will let him in except for the one maidservant that he had the affair with. Right, so she's the one that has Rachmanus on him and brings him in. So the same thing over here, the Teina, the one, none of the other trees would let him take anything from there. He said, "Well, no, you're a sinner, we don't give to you. One who rejected a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we don't give to you." Right, but the Teina, who's the one he sinned, had Rachmanus and gave him a leaf because that was what caused him to sin. Alright, now we go to Mishlei. It says, Divrei Lemuel Melech. So these are the words of Lemuel the king. Lemuel is referring to Shlomo Melech. Right, which is Lemi or Lamo Kel, the one who is towards a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Masa is a like a prophecy. Asher Yisratu Imo, that his mother gave him rebuke, chastised him or direction. She set him on the path. Where was the rebuke that he gave him? That his mother tied him on the post and then told him. Now the Gemara is taking this from Yisruoto. Yisruoto is a term that's used by Malkus. But Yisruoto is they tie him onto the post and then they whip him. So Yisruoto, the Gemara is giving the same image here that his mother Bathsheba took Shlomo, tied him to the post and said like this, which is now the next pasuk. Right? It's a part of the pasuk. Mabri. You know, what are you, my son? What is it, my son? Ma bar bitni, what are you, the one who came from my womb? Ume bar nidarai, and what are you, the one who came, who's the result of a neder? So now I'm going to explain. Ma bari, hakol yudim shavicha yirei shamayim. Everybody knows your father was a big tzaddik, yirei shamayim. Achshav yomru, now they're going to say, why are you bad, Shlomo Melech? Imo gamralo, garmalo. It's all my fault. Your father was a Yirei Shamayim. It turns out Shlomo comes out bad. It's all the mother's problem. It's Bathsheba's problem. Umah bar bitni. What does it mean? Mean bar bitni. Kol anashim shel beit avicha kevin shemit abrod shuvenim ra'ot pnei hamelech. Once they became pregnant, they never saw the king again. Ani dachakti v'nichnasti. I pushed my way in to have make sure that I still had relations with the king. Kadei she'eli ben mizuraz v'meluban. To make sure I had a sharp and beautiful looking child. That's based on the Gemara in Nida that says that Tashmish yafel vlad. That the Tashmish is good for a pregnant woman when Tashmish helps out the child. Labno ulazarzo. And that's especially in the last 3 months of the last trimester of the pregnancy. Umar bar nidarai, kol nashim shebeit avicha yunodrot eli ben hagun l'malchut. They also had a neder and said, please give me a son that is ra'ui to be the king. Vanina darti v'amarti, I took a neder, eli ben zariz, umumula b'torah v'agun l'viut. Give me a child who is, right, full of Torah, that's an expert and a zariz in Torah, and who will be ra'ui to be a navi. So that's a request it is.
In a sense, practically, it seems like a parallel to requesting,
when he gets the option to request whatever he wants, he also asks for chokhmah. Right, right, very good. So now the pasuk. This is a pasuk Dalid over there in the same parak. It says, "Ala milachim lemoel, ala milachim mishto yayin." So don't be like the kings. Lemoel, again referring to Shlomo, that's the name that's being used here, like Lemoel that we saw before. Ala milachim mishto yayin. Don't go after the kings that are drinking wine. Why go after the kings? Why go after the kings that drink wine? Al malachim, she says to Marmalo, Malach haitza malachim. Don't go with the kings, sheshotim yain, umishtakrim, they drink wine and get drunk. What do we need God for? And now the puzzle continues, Ula rosnim eishechar. And to the princes who say, where is our alcoholic beverages? Where are they? Me, shekol razei olam gluim lo. The one who all the hidden secrets of the world have been revealed to him. Mishta yayin, mishta ker, should drink wine and become drunk. Igdari, me, shekol razei olam ashkemim lefitcho. That all the princes of the world come to, pay tribute to him and to come and ask him questions. Yishta yayin, he should drink wine, mishta ker, and become drunk. So now, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Minayin, shechazar Shlomo v'hore hodeli imo. How do we know that Shlomo acquiesced to his mother's, chastisement, or he says, "You're right, mom"? How do we know that he says that? Because it says, right. Dichtiv, because it says, what's funny about this is that it's in the previous perek. It's in Mishlei Lamed, And this is also the Mishle Lamed Aleph. But it does say Mishle Lamed in the previous pair, Ki va'ar anochi me'ish, Ki va'ar anochi me'ish, I am more brutish than a man, v'lo binata damli, and I don't even have the wisdom or the understanding of a man. Ki va'ar anochi me'ish, what does it mean, Ki va'ar, I'm more brutish than a man? Mi noach, tichtei v'yachel noach ish hadama. And that I'm more brutish than Noach. Noach was a person who drank wine and became drunk and did the wrong thing. So I'm lower than that. My drinking is even worse than that. V'lo, what does that mean? V'lo binat adam li, ze adam arishon. Adam arishon, who also drank for wine or sinned by the et adat tov vera. So the, again, the idea here is that Shlomo is saying that you're right. My behaviors or what's happening to me is even worse than what's happening to Noach and Adam. I need to stop. I need to get away from the wine. The wine is not doing good for me. I need to, and you're right, Batsheva. You're right, my mother. I need to stop drinking wine because it's not appropriate for me. Let me do what's right. Right now, the Gemara continues. Amri Babo. Eno chayav, ad sheyochal b'chabura shekulas srikin. He's only chayav when he eats the meat in a group of individuals who are all empty. Meaning they are all zeros, all bad people. There's not a single good person in the chabura that he's eating. By nanzanan, we have a mission that says, Achal b'chaburat mitzvah, was our mishneinu aseh ben tzroi mareh. If he eats in a chabura of a mitzvah, meaning that people are doing a mitzvah, right then, time with the mitzvah, as long as it's a mitzvah, I love mitzvah, afakav zelav kulas rikin. It's not a mitzvah, even though not everybody are rikim and pochazim, nevertheless, he still won't be chayav in that case, because there, so you have one case, we have the statement of Rabbi Abba, who says one extreme, that he has to be in with the party of everybody who is empty, right, who is useless, bad characters. And the Mishnah says that, oh, if it's a mitzvah, then he's fine. But if it's not a mitzvah, it's not fine. Which means that that middle ground between total, right, only with bad people, and versus doing a mitzvah, what happens in between? So the deal could be different from both sides of this. So Gemara says, no, that this is how you have to understand it. Love, Allah mitzvah, afagav, the love, kula, sirikin. This is the way to read it. In Akamash Vulan, the afagav, the kula, sirikin, came into mitzvah ka'asik, lo mimshach. So that's a very, very important statement over here. Came into mitzvah ka'asik, lo mimshach. He won't be drawn after this. So important, you have to remember that a reru morer is punished, ashem, sofo. So what we want is, if we're going to punish someone, ashem, sofo, we have to be certain this person will never come back. We've lost the person. And the derech, or the path that they're taking, is irreversible, and it's going to lead to something bad. When is the path the individual is going to be irreversible? Well, if he's eating, and he's in a party of all bad, you know, people, ill-doers, evil people, people that have nothing to contribute to society, that's the people he's hanging out with, then there's no chance that he's going to come back. There's no chance we're going to stop him. On the other hand, one of two things happens. Even if it's a party of all nobodies and bad people, right, it's parties of Rishayim. Nevertheless, if they're doing a mitzvah, there's still a chance that he'll come back, because there's a spark there. He's doing a mitzvah. He's in a chaburat mitzvah. That's one. Or number two is, if they're not kulam srikim, if they're not all empties, there is somebody there that's good, one person that's good, then we have a chance that he could bring him back. That person can bring him back. So if there's any remote chance we can bring him back, then he's not considered a ben tzroi mareh. It's only in the case where he is kula srikin, no mitzvah, where it's clear that he's going down a path that he's not going to reverse himself, there we say that that's considered, that's what makes him into, or allows him to become a ben tzroi mareh. Right now, achal b'ibur ha-chodesh, what is the ibur ha-chodesh? So the ibur ha-chodesh, as Rashi explains over here, is a party that they used to have to be mefarsem that they're ma'abra the chodesh, that they made it into a chodesh malay. It's not the kiddush chodesh of that day, as Rashi points out here, which is actually subject to a machlokes mishonim, where you have to actually be mekadesh the 30th, when you have a day that is the 30th day, you have to actually be mekadesh the chodesh. Only when it's a chaser do you have to be mekadesh it. When it's a malay, it's machlokes mishonim, whether you have to be mekadesh the chodesh or it's mekadeshim, the Gemara uses the term, it's mekadeshim emela. It happens by itself. Now, even though it happens by itself, it's still a mitzvah to be mekadesh it ayidei beis din. Rashi over here says you have to do nothing, beis din does absolutely nothing. So now, when they did nothing, so now, how do people know that it was an Ibar HaChodesh? So what they used to do is they used to have a party. Motzei the 30th. Motzei the 30th, meaning that the day that it is now the beginning of the new Rosh Chodesh, they used to have a party, and that party used to be something to advertise, a way to advertise the fact that there was Ibar HaChodesh. So how does this party go? So the Gemara says that if he goes to this party, then he's not chayav as a ben Shuar Amer, because he's involved in a mitzvah. So it's a total mitzvah. It's not a total mitzvah, but a type of mitzvah that he's doing something positive. So now the Gemara says, Lameimer, the bus for Yain Masku. Sounds like what? They fed them at the party? They fed them meat and wine? That's what they brought at this party for Yibar Chodesh? The only thing they provided at that party was grain bread, which Rashi says, I don't know why to say dagan. I mean, was it coming to school rice bread? But right, they brought grain bread, v'kidnit, right, and some legumes, meaning that's something that they put on it. Hakamash Vulan, and some sandwiches. That's what it sounds like, that's some sandwiches there. Hakamash Vulan, da'afagav, dein olim lai l'vapat v'kidnit. So that's what it comes to teach us, that even though generally anybody goes up there to eat, they take with them bread and the legumes. V'ihu, asik basar v'yayin, and he snuck in with meat and wine. So he did something wrong. V'achal, and then he ate them, came into mitzvah, kasik lo mamshich, lamim mamashich. He's not going to be pulled after it because he's involved in a mitzvah. So even though he brought basar v'yayin, which is inappropriate for this party, or this, what do you call it, advertisement, nevertheless, he's not chayav here again because he's involved in a mitzvah. Being involved in a mitzvah is something that will protect him or give us a chance to bring him back. Tan Rabbanan, Ein olim b'yibur chodesh pachod me'asara b'enei adam. When they go up to advertise this yibur chodesh, they have to do 10. 10 is b'farhesia, something that creates pirsum. Ve'ein olim la ela patagan b'kidnit. You only go up there with the grain breads and kidnit. Ve'ein olim la ela la ori iburo. You go in the motzei iburo. Iburo is the 30th. Motzei Iburo will be the night after the 30th, which is basically the 31st day, the night of the 31st day, which is really the first of the new month now. Vein olim la bayom. You don't go up during the day. Ela balayla. It happens at night. Vatanya in olim la balayla la bayom. We have a price that says the opposite. You only go, ain't going in the night, you go in the day. Kadam Rabbi Chiya bar Abba livnei. He said to his children, achrifu ve'ilu. Be a little early and go up. I mean that you go up at night, but go up just before nightfall. You should go in when people are out in the shuk, when people see you. It reminds me a little bit of Ner Chanukah, the time that people are out in the shuk. That's when Pesumei Nisa is. That's the time that you should go up into this area where they had the party. Achrifu upuku, and in the morning, don't sleep in. Come out in the morning when people are coming out to work at the same time. That people will see you. You go out at the time that rush hour, right? You go in and during rush hour and you come out during rush hour so people see you. If you come out late, people will think they were, I don't know what they were doing up there. They were being done on the Chodesh. It's really not an Ibra Chodesh. They won't know what that it was specifically done. If you go in at night, people, nobody will see you. So you have to go in at times that will indicate that it's, first of all, Shayach to this Ibur, to this day of the Chodesh that is Ibur. And number two is that it's at times that will be mefarsem the fact that there is Ibur HaChodesh. Achal Maiser Sheni b'Yushalayim, if he steals money of Maiser Sheni and then eats, uses that money, purchases Basar v'Yayin Yushalayim, Kevin t'chiorchei huka'achelei lo mimashich. Since that's what you're supposed to do with Maiser Sheni. What are you supposed to do with the money of Maiser Sheni? To buy Korban Shlamim and Yayin, which is Basar v'Yayin. That's exactly what you're supposed to do it. So since he's doing the right thing with the Ma'ut Maaser Sheni, even though he stole it, but since he's doing the right thing and he's involved, quote unquote, in a mitzvah of sorts, he's doing the right thing. There, we don't say that he's going to continue down this path. It's not a real mitzvah, but he's doing something positive and he's listening to what's supposed to be done. He's doing the right thing with the money. If he was taking the money and just buying that stuff what he wants and ignoring the fact that there's Kedushas Maaser Sheni, then we'd be worried. The fact that he's sensitive to the fact that there is Kedushas Maaser Sheni over here is indicative to us that there's a nitzotz of something there. There's something positive there. He ate it in Yerushalayim. I mean, he did. Again, we're looking for sparks. Again, if he's Nidon Hashem so far, we want to look to see that this is a hopeless case. If we see any sparks of hope or positiveness, we're going to say, don't. This is not a Ben Sarama. Okay, now, Achal nevelo treifot shkatzim uremasim. Amar Rava, achal basar of eno naseh ben tzura mer. Chicken is not meat. Says so that basically, chicken's not meat, does not qualify. People are not drawn after chicken like they are after basar. Va'anan tzan achal nevelo treifot shkatzim viremasim eno naseh ben tzura mer. Ha, torim naseh ben tzura mer. So that's the only problem here is if he eats things that are not permitted, items that are not permitted. And Rashi points out over here, trefot, right, that refers to basar shkatzim in general, are ofot tmeot, right, or ofot tmeim, I'm sorry, v'remasim are the, you know, creepy crawly things on the ground, are sheretz, the shvatzim. So that's the items here. So it sounds like only tmeim are a problem, but tehorim are fine. Yeah, or not fine, but they'll make him to a bensor or a mer. Whether it's meat or chicken, it sounds like it'll be, or fowl, that is kosher, that it would be fine, that would make him to a bensor or a mer. Where it says, Kitna nami masdis lashlim. What we're talking about here is to be mashlim. He ate basar, but he didn't eat enough. He didn't eat the quantity that will make him into a bensurer mura. And on top of that, he adds in some other meat with it. If he adds in these shkatzim, ramasim, and all these items to make up to the, or get to the quantity that would make him a bensurer mura, then he's not a bensurer umure. Whereas if he uses teorim in that case, he would be chayav. He used chicken in that case to be mashlim, to the meat, to get him there, then he would be chayav. But not that chicken can be the sole item that he's eating over here in order to be chayav as a ben sorer omer. Why is he not chayav when he eats all these items? I can tell you what it is, but we'll just read the next Gemara and you'll see that it's the same idea. Achal davar shu mitzvah, v'dvar aveira. If he eats something that is a mitzvah, or a dvar aveira, then he doesn't become a ben sorer omer. Dvar mitzvah is dvar mitzvah tenchumei aveilim. It's doing nichum aveilim. That's interesting. Rashi over here calls tenchumei aveilim. Afakav the kanta de rabbanon ba'almahu. Says they stam tikun de rabbanon. But as long as he's doing something positive, he's doing something that is right mikayem a mitzvah, positive to society. We see that spark in him. We're not going to say that he's nidon Hashem sofo because there is something here to work with. So that's tenchumei aveilim, which Rashi clearly dictates or says is a din de rabbanon. Whereas the other Rishonim, who might classify this as a din d'oraisa, which is subsumed under the category of chesed, or v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, that it's a manifestation of that din d'oraisa. Rashi just says clear, you know, straight out, it's a tekanta d'rabbanon, versus saying that the Rabbanon determined or gave us the direction or the framework in which to do these mitzvot, but not that necessarily they're not, or don't have an aspect of them that is d'oraisa. Right now, dvar avira tanit tzibur. Very right, that he eats during a tanis tibur of a time of night. What's the reason here? Amar kura enenu shomea bikolenu. He doesn't listen to our voice. The parents bring him before the beis din and say he's not listening to us. Bikolenu velo bikolo shomakom. He's not listening to his parents, but he is listening to the kolo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if he's not listening to his parents and not listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he's not a ben sorer umore. This person has a problem in general. This problem extends much more than just being a ben sorer umore. His problem is he doesn't listen to anybody, including HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, we don't punish him. So now, or he's not classified as a ben sorer umore. So that's the same reason before when he ate shkatzim, ramasim, and trefot, he's also not made into a ben sorer umore, because that's eno shomea bikoleinu, but it's also eno shomea bikol shomakom. He doesn't listen to a kodesh baruch, he doesn't listen to anybody. That's
a little bit counterintuitive.
Right. It does seem a little counterintuitive. But I think the idea over here is that ben sorer umore is specific about the relationship between the child and the parent, and the rejection of authority of the parent. So that's it. If he is rejecting all authority, then this is not unique to the parent, and it's not a ben sorer umore. The problem is not between a parent-child relationship. He's a problem in general. And that problem in general has nothing to do with the parenting. Right, there's an idea that ben sorer umore is nidan Hashem sofo over here is already problematic. It's not the sofo that's causing the problem, and therefore maybe he's not included in that category. Again, I mean, obviously it's achas kama kama, this person's going to be problematic, but it's not in the parsha of ben sorer umore, even though it's a gzeras hakatuv. Right? Right now, so achal kol machav lachal basar shetak kol mashkev lashetayayin. So what's that? Achal kol machav lachal basar le tuye dveila ki elit. If he eats pressed dates, shata kol mashkev lashetayayin le tuye dvash v'chalav, honey and milk, which are all these items are intoxicating items, but they're not basar v'yayin. So tanya achal dveila ki elit. If he eats a pressed type of pressed dates from this place called Ki Elit, then Shatat Dvash Vechalavri drinks milk and honey, Nechnas the Mikdash, and he goes into Mikdash of Chayav, because you're not allowed to be a Shikur Yayin when you go in. So over there, Shikur is not just Yayin, but Sheikhar, anybody who is intoxicated. These items are intoxicating, and therefore if you go into Mikdash under the influence of these items, you are Chayav. But nevertheless, Inu Naseh Ben Sorer Umarad, Yochal Basar Vishtay Yayin, Tarabana Achal Kol Machav Lo Achal Basar, Shatak Kol Mashpiyav Lo Shatay Yayin, Inu Naseh Ben Sorer Umarad, Ad Yochal Basar Vishtay Yayin, Shnemar Zolel Vesover, Vav Vishin Raya Ledavar Zeich Ledavar, as it says in a Mishnah, Al Tisunemar, Al Tehi Vesove Yayin, Vizolei Basar La Amo, that you shouldn't be those of the wine bibers and the gluttons for meat. Vomer, and it says, Ki Kisove, the drunkard, Vizolel, the glutton, Yivaresh, when we made poor, will be the result of poverty. Ukraim, right, and the rags will be the clothes of Nimma, the one who is drowsy. So Amar Zera Kol Yashan Bebeit Midrash Torah Nasei Lo Kraim Kraim. Anyone who sleeps in the base medrash, his clothing will come ripped up, meaning that he will reach that poverty. Shenamar Kraim Talbish Numa. The one who dozes off and is drowsy in the base medrash, his clothing will be torn up. So Rashi says Mishakeach Limudo, he forgets what he's learned. Anyone is Karla B'Sirugim, he only remembers parts or in parts of what he's learned, sections of what he's learned. So I don't know if he's falling asleep during the shir, that's the problem over here, or that he's sleeping in the base medrash, which is an indication of a problem in his kavod haTorah, kavod haMakom, and therefore the punishment is that he will forget parts of what he has learned over here.